And when you celebrate a 30-year anniversary, I think it's appropriate that you be named the Industry Star of the Week. And that is exactly the case with the man we call the Pontiff of the Pick Four, Pope Jude, Jude Feld, who 30 years ago saddled Veal Vin to win the Grade 2 Chula Vista, which is now the Clement L. Hirsch. He is with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. JT, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be here.
Yeah, happy anniversary. How about that? 30 years ago, Veal Vin.
I know. Shocking. Absolutely shocking when you think about it. I mean, I remember that day like it was yesterday. It's crazy it was 30 years ago.
When you hear the name Veal Vin, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Dick Gayson, one of her owners. Dick has been a good friend, an excellent client for many years, and we go back a long ways. We had a lot of fun at the races together, whether we were running one or not, just hanging out at the track. And she was a tremendous filly, a big boost to my career, and you know, I always think of her fondly.
Yeah, and I told you when I called you and asked you about coming on the program that you got ripped off, because that was a Grade 2 back then. It is now a Grade 1, the Clement L. Hirsch, which will be run tomorrow at Del Mar. Only a Grade 2, but I say that with the utmost respect. What an unbelievable victory that was.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I'm not one to shoot my mouth off about my horses. I usually let them do the talking, but that week, I was interviewed by somebody from the Foreman. I don't remember if it was Jay Hovde or Jay Privman or who it was, maybe Mike Martin. Somebody interviewed me, and I said, you know, she's going to win this race. And they kind of rolled their eyes like, oh, God, Jude's lost it, you know. He's running against Light and Brought to Mind and Veal Vin. She'd won the Bayakoa Stakes, which is used to be the traditional prep for the Chula Vista. And, you know, she was just doing so well. She loved Del Mar. She had a bit of a bad back, and she'd get down there and be out in the sunshine. And I had the chiropractor work on her that week, and she was just training unbelievably great. And I was confident she was going to win. She went off at 19-1, and if you listen to a lot of people talk about her when they see me at the track or whatever, you'd think she would have been 3-5. That was light that was 3-5, and we were 19-1. But it was a very exciting day. It was a crazy day. I had horses running in Chicago. I had one in the Beverly D, and Mr. D was kind of irritated with me for not coming to Chicago, but I had horses in two stakes at Del Mar, one Saturday and one Sunday, and ended up winning both of those stakes races at Del Mar. And I sent my assistant, Augustine Perez, to saddle Lock Caldoon in the Beverly D. And she ran a tremendous race that day. She went 109.3, going a mile and 3/16. I was a little upset with Georgie Velasquez, but anyway, you can't win them all, and we won 2 out of 3. It was a big weekend for our stable.
Well, the other thing you mentioned when I called and asked you to join me on the program this morning was that day Veal Vin won the Chula Vista. That entire week you received a huge assist from your good friend Aaron Wellman, who was working with you at the time. Aaron is now a prominent owner in the sport through his Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. And I thought it would be nice if Aaron were to join us this morning and help look back on that special day, too. And he is. He's with us up early in California. So, Aaron, good morning, my friend. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, JT.
Thank you, sir. That was a great day.
It was absolutely one of the greatest days in racing for me. I can't believe when Mike called me yesterday and said it's been 30 years since Veal Vin won the Chula Vista at Del Mar. I still feel like I'm 13 years old, so I don't know how that's possible, but it was, and it was one of the greatest days I can remember in racing for sure.
Yeah, it was such a big deal for us because, you know, we never had that many horses always, you know, 12, 14, kind of a small stable, but, you know, she was a star, and she loved Del Mar like you and I, you know, kind of loved the beach, loved going to Del Mar. And of course your parents, have a house down there, and I guess you live there now too. Like my kids, nobody ever wants to leave Del Mar.
No doubt about it. It was a very special day. And Mike, as Jude was just recounting, you know, we had a small stable, but Jude was pretty stretched out that weekend with runners at Arlington and at Del Mar. So one thing that Jude was never shy about was giving a young guy or an ambitious guy or a girl, that for that matter, a shot in the industry. And with his stable staff sort of split between Chicago and Del Mar that week, he gave me an unbelievable opportunity to rub Veals in leading up to the race, and it was just totally wild. You know, nobody on earth would ever do that with a kid that had just turned 14 years old, but Jude had all the confidence in the world in me, and as he said, the filly had some problems that we had to work on through the week to get her there, but she was doing so good. And I just remember it was such a wild scene because Light Light was owned by MC Hammer. MC Hammer was coming to Del Mar. All the spotlight was on him. It was just complete mania at Del Mar. I think he might have even helicoptered into the infield to get there, if my memory serves me correctly. But all the attention was on her, and we were just little guys flying in way underneath the radar, but we had so much confidence. I remember she came out of the paddock, and we handed her off to the pony, and Jude and I, this is when the old grandstand was at Del Mar, and we went upstairs behind the seats where we used to sit and watch the races way up high, and we emptied out our pockets on Veal Vin after we saw her warm up, and I know I had a whopping $9 in my pocket and put it all straight on the nose at 19.5 to 1. And it was just such a thrilling race because there was so much energy in the air, and Martin Pedroza put her in the right spot every step of the way. And as Martin was known to do, he certainly got busy on her that last 3/16 of a mile. She opened up a half length and held off Gary Jones's formidable lady to win by a half, but it was just so exhilarating. And I'll never forget the next morning. JT and I used to go to the barn every morning, 4:30, from the time I was 8 until the time I graduated law school. He and I were together going to his barn at Del Mar. And we would stop at the AMPM right across the street from the racetrack and get a cup of coffee and a San Diego Union Tribune. And that next morning after Light got beat by Veal Vin, the headline on the front page of the sports section was, "The tune of the day at Del Mar went from Can't Touch This to Hey Jude." And it was just epic. Really, really cool.
Fantastic. Jude, do you remember that headline?
Yeah, I do. I remember Aaron being so excited when we got the newspaper. We kind of had our routine. Like you said, from the time he was 8 years old to he went to college, you know, we went to the barn together every morning, except when his mom had things for him to do where he couldn't go, and he'd always let me know ahead of time that he wasn't going to be there. But usually he was waiting on my front porch for me to walk out the door at 4:30, and we had some great summers and some great times. And you know, he knew the ins and outs of horse racing from the time he was a kid, really. And he started out, you know, like rubbing the pony and that kind of stuff, and he just, you know, took to it naturally. And it's not a surprise to me that he's turned out to be so successful in our business, because you know, he knows horses from the ground up. He's not just somebody that decided they wanted to have a stable. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. He knows what he's looking at. And you know, it's been a real pleasure to see him have the success that he's had. Because, you know, I remember him the first day he was coming to the track with me. He was sitting next to my dirty barn shoes on my front porch at 4:30 in the morning. He had asked me the day before if he could go to the track with me, and there he was. I walked out the door, and here's this little guy. And we did that for many moons, as they say. So it was really great to share that with him, and to have that kind of success was a big deal for us, because we didn't have that many top class horses, but managed to win 7 graded stakes overall in my career and 24 stakes overall. But Del Mar was always a very special place for myself and for Aaron and for our families. So that made it even more special.
Aaron, when I talked to Doug O'Neill, who also spent time working with Jude back in the early days, he always says that he would be flipping burgers if it wasn't for Jude Feld. So I'll ask you, what would you be doing if it wasn't for Jude Feld?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that after you called, Mike. So many guys went through Jude's program. For a small guy that really never had a big operation or a huge shot like Jude, you know, you go through the guys that he gave a shot to and really started off in the industry, and it's pretty remarkable. A guy like Doug, I mean, he's won multiple derbies and Breeders' Cups and stuff like that. But, I don't know if I'd be flipping burgers per se, but something close to it. Maybe working in Dairy Queen. What do you think, dude? Maybe something like that.
I think you would have been probably a big time lawyer or something. You always had other aspirations, but I think really now you're doing what you love, and that's very important. So. We've had some good guys go through. Donnie Chatlos won a Breeders' Cup. Of course, Pete Miller, he wins a training title at Del Mar almost every year. He was another guy that grew up with you and used to hang out with me and worked for me for 3 years, was my assistant. And, you know, I mean, it's just an incredible group of guys. And I know, you know, my longtime client Michael House, one of his favorite photos was a picture of Broadway Point winning a race at Hollywood Park with Doug O'Neill and Pete Miller in the picture. They were both stable employees, and now those two guys, you know, they've won I don't know how many training titles between the two of them, a bunch. But Mr. House used to show that picture to everybody that came to the farm. He thought that was really cool.
Aaron, I want to get to Jude and have him handicap the Clemenel Hirsch, which is going to take place tomorrow, and again, formerly known as the Chula Vista. But I really appreciate you getting up early out there in California and joining us live on the show this morning to look back on that day with Veal Vin 30 years ago. It's hard to believe that it was 30 years since Veal Vin, but it is. And really appreciate you taking some time, my friend. Thanks so much, and continued success with Eclipse Thoroughbred.
Thank you, guys. I don't want to cut into Jude's handicapping time. Real quick, the last time Veal Vin ran in the Chula Vista was 93. She won it in 91, but she actually got beat by Magical Maiden by a head. And that year, Veal Vin was 42-43-1. And I thought it was just interesting because Magical Maiden was owned by Clement Hirsch, who now the Chula Vista is named after, of course. And that was a pretty special occasion, too, even though Veal Vin got beat. And she retired on a high note, even though she got beat that head. But pretty special that now the race is named after Clement Hirsch. So pretty cool stuff. But thanks for having me on. JT, congrats. Happy anniversary. And pick some winners today. And thanks for having me on, Mike.
Yeah, what a fantastic way to end it. And I know exactly what Aaron Wellman would be doing if it wasn't for Jude Feld. He'd be a big-time broadcaster somewhere with that kind of research. Fantastic. Great delivery. And Aaron, appreciate it, my friend. All right, I guess he's gone. But Jude, let's turn our attention to this year's Clemenel Hirsch, which will take place at Del Mar tomorrow. I told listeners that we'd get your thoughts on this one. 7 horses. It features last year's Kentucky Oaks heroine, She Dares the Devil. It's going to be race number 9 with a post time of 9:00 Eastern. That's 6:00 local time on the West Coast. How'd you see the Clemenel Hirsch?
Well, you know, Baffert's got the morning line favorite as time goes by, and she's a wonderful filly. She's run 7 times, won 4 races. She's been in the money all 7 times. So I think she's a formidable foe, but I picked She Dares the Devil. She's a multiple grade 1 winner. I think maybe her last race, she might have needed a little bit. she's been working good leading up to this one. I know she didn't draw the best post and all that, but she's a really good filly. Florent Giroux's coming out to ride her. He usually rides her, and I think she's going to be super tough to beat. She's 7-5 on the morning line. She's 7-5, and Baffert's filly's 8-5. And then I thought Venetian Harbor had a shot, but maybe the race is a little long for her. Her best long race has been a mile, and the two times she's run a mile in the 16th, she's gotten a little late the last 16th of a mile. But I think that's the contention right there. It's a pretty chalky race this year. I don't think there's going to be a 19-1 winner like Villevin was.
Yeah, probably not. Well, that's the Clement L. Hirsch for tomorrow at Del Mar, a win in your in. That you have the win in your in, Bing Crosby later today. And Jude, you told me you put together a Pope Jude sheet, so people can go to PopeJude.com and they can get the Pope Jude sheet for today, which features what, Saratoga and Del Mar?
Saratoga and Del Mar, the resort tracks. So good cards at both places, and it's going to be a great day of racing, I think. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, brother. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining me, and congrats on being the industry star of the week on this Saturday morning, and happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. It was quite an honor, and nice to have Aaron share it with me, and it brings back a lot of great memories. You know, the one of the best memories was Mr. Burrell, MC Hammer's dad, came in to cash a check. He said, "The boys want to bet some exactas." And I was thinking, oh, I hope you use Villevin, you know. And I don't think they did. But they finished third anyway, so the exactas went down the tubes. So Tom Canoose was the racing secretary, and he says, "Mr. Burrell, how much do you need?" And he says, "Oh, I don't know, 15 or 20,000. So he's writing a check for 20 grand to bet exactas. And then Villevin spoils the party. But it was a great day for me, and MC Hammer had lots of great days, I'm sure, so I don't feel too bad.
Yeah, what started out as "Can't Touch This" ended as "Hey Jude." I love that headline in the paper out there in Del Mar 30 years ago. JT, appreciate the visit, my friend, and good luck at the races today.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.